broadcasting WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. Throw you a curveball today.
Hey.
This is my man.
This is for Renee?
Yeah, my man, KC. Not that KC, the one that fell down from KC and the Shoeshine Band.
Have you ever sung this song?
Kenny Chesney? Oh, many times. When I'm way drunk.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You bet.
Hello!
It's the Weekender's Anthem. Mr. Kenny Chesney.
I really did sing this song.
So I guess it's now proven once and for all that,
homo.
You know, there have been that going around about him.
Unless it's a double reverse smokescreen.
No, not with Renee Zellweger. I was having that discussion with Beth Ann. Not with a quality piece of womanhood like Renee Zellweger.
I believe he's projecting her, you know, Jerry Maguire persona. That's what he married.
Did he write some stupid song that, like, you had me at hello or something?
Oh, did he?
I don't know. This is the one that I like when I'm drunk, too.
No shirt, no shoes, and no problem.
I don't listen to hillbilly music.
No, nor do I.
Hey, I forgot them.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. The sun and the sand and the drink in my hand with no bottom, no shoes, no shirt, and no problems. No problem.
Stay tuned for the Farm Report.
No problem.
I love that song. I truly do love that song.
You don't like Kenny Chesney?
I don't know it. I don't know. This I'm sure he's fine.
It's a mega smash.
This is a big, big country hit.
Laid back.
I see.
Oh, come on. This is a great song.
I own this album.
Do you? I like Glenn Campbell.
No dress code.
No dress code. Change it so it's no cell phone. I do. I changed the word.
No problem.
Oh my God, we better start the show. Here he is, a big fan of country music.
Your
family.
Zellweger. You changed the lyrics to this? Isn't that like messing with the Mona Lisa?
No, because when I really sing this song, no shoes, no shirt.
And no problem.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
There's a line.
Name, let's get past.
Take a top and flip-flop if you've got them.
No shoes.
No shirt.
And no problems. No problems.
What a great way to start the show. Around here would be no shirt, no shoes, no appetite. good afternoon, Mr.
Oh, hold on. I'll pick another record here.
I'll be fine.
Fort Myers, Florida, sang that at a karaoke bar. Sure.
I thought he was a youngster, but it turns out he's in his mid-30s.
Is he now?
Yes.
Ken Chesney.
Yep. Kenneth Chesney.
And he married her, and she is going to balloon.
And she balloons anyway.
Good luck to them both.
Speaking of Renee Zellweger, that's the new nickname I have for Beth Ann McBride now, is, what's her name, the fat girl, Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones?
Bridget Jones.
Well, what a compliment. No, sure, you mean that in the nice possible
way. That didn't come out the way that I meant. She came in today, and she stood in front of me, and, oh, is this her? Hello?
Can I give you my new nickname for you?
Oh! Sure. Oh, hold on, let me guess. The Mr.
Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Perfect, Mr. Happy. Always.
They were all a close second, Don, but it's okay if I call you Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Now, why would you call me Jackie Gleason?
Because, you know, that's what you reminded me of.
Why does he remind you of Jackie Gleason?
It's funny, I ain't that fat.
He's very, very funny.
It wasn't about you being fat.
What's it about? Is it about the mercurial personality?
Perhaps.
Is it his love of Dixieland music?
That Kenny Chesney,
ugh. Fairfax County audience is the greatest audience in the world.
I mean, Jackie Gleason was lovable, but could be a little, you know.
And away we go.
Yeah, well, anyway, you're Bridget Jones, because you were standing in front of me. She walks in, first thing she says, and it's just like Bridget. Ever seen that movie? My wife's made me watch that movie. She made me watch the sequel to that movie.
You
got to
hit your own tape when you say that. That you watch that movie, Bridget Jones.
Homo.
Yeah.
And I watched the second one, too.
Homo.
With my wife, though.
Wow.
But the whole thing is, her whole thing is she walks in and she goes, everybody hates me. My life is awful. I'm fat. Look at me. I'm Bridget Jones. So today, I'm just in there. First thing, that thing is, hi, how are you? She goes, oh, everybody hates me.
So that's her new nickname?
Yeah, Bridget Jones.
From B.A. to B.J.
Exactly.
Not a chance.
Beth Ann, the Jackie Gleason nickname, it didn't have anything to do with Don's feet, did it?
No.
She doesn't even know what that, what that is in reference to,
Beth
though.
Ann, have you ever seen Rob Spiewak do his Jackie Gleason impression?
Like when he's...
Away we go.
Yeah, away we go.
You seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, someday you must.
Jackie Gleason do it.
You must.
You got to get him to do it when he's loaded.
Is it dead on?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So you only said Jackie Gleason one because he's...
Well, perhaps there was a little bit of the weight issue. Because Bridget Jones, you know, we need someone to play a fat woman.
Ah, she's giving it back a little.
Am I the only one who thinks Beth Ann has lost weight?
Well, thank you, Buzz. 16 pounds.
There he is.
Once again.
There he is once again.
Right.
Well, endearing himself to those who hate us.
He is a giving lover.
Yeah, I am.
Buzz is a giving lover.
Beth Ann has always reminded me of Audrey Meadows.
Beth Ann, I'll take your barbs. That's okay. I didn't mean, and I told you that when you came in. I said, hey, Bridget Jones. I just forgot the name of the movie.
Hey, B.A.?
Yeah.
B.A.
Do you have a nickname for me?
No, I don't.
Oh, you might have to work on that.
To work on that.
Yeah. I'll hang up and think about it.
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A., we're not the team.
I'd like it by the end of the show, please.
You right. Got it.
Thank you.
Jackie Gleason, this is Jackie Gleason signing off to Bridget Jones.
Wow.
Code name.
Rob, I just don't understand what's going on the show today. I have a Bridget Jones-like nickname for Carrie sometimes, what which is biblical. It's Job. Because you know how miserable God made Job? Yeah. That's how God sometimes treats Carrie. I right, hear Carrie talk about it.
Let's start the show. Hold on. Let me see if I got another
hold on, everybody.
Here. Hold on.
Slow down. You got plenty of time here.
Okay. We like this one.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Strippers.
And ain't Kenny Chesney, but...
Hello!
I know, it'll do it in a pinch.
Hello!
Okay, let's try this again. How's your family?
Yes, exactly. Job, his cattle died.
Yes.
Crops burned.
Whatever.
Job. Quoting the Bible. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Chloe O'Brien.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. Giving lovers. So giving. Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. Yes. See, he just did his little blues thing right there.
He did that
there.
One for me. I love that one.
Hi there, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Well, hi, Tony Soprano. Okay. Hi, Donna. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, everybody. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And a new episode, Mike, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
051005.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
There you go, Buzz. And... now the show started.
Yeah.
Now we're rocking. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on WJFK-FM, congratulations. You can just rip the knob off. I'm a wife. You're already on the best spot on the dial.
Yeah.
Call us at 202-432-1067. Do you get that? I'm being facetious when I talk about how great WJFK is. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to the station in D.C.,
lucky.
Really, just take your shoe to the radio. Just do whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get a blunt object,
right,
and make sure that you just get rid of all the presets.
Give your radio head trauma.
But this is where it happened.
With the knob off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a nickname for Mike.
You got what?
Got a nickname for Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, is it going to be nice?
Yeah.
Really?
Arthur.
What is it?
Arthur?
Arthur.
Arthur, like the drunk in the movie?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Okay. That's more of a compliment to Jackie Gleason.
That is, I'm delighted with that.
Hey, I mean it with love.
I know you do, and I take it that way. God bless you.
You know, Beth Ann, I didn't mean nothing by that. She played a fat girl in the movie, Bridget Jones.
Yeah, but that Gleason thing, she's capable of her cruelty as well.
I didn't bring out K.A., because I don't think she's K.A.
K.A.?
Kirstie Alley.
Oh, no, not even close.
She's not even L.R. Leah Remini.
Don?
What, Beth Ann?
And she's certainly not C.M.
Catherine Manhunt.
Do you have mine yet?
Or G.E.?
I really want you to think about it. Don't write it.
Gladys Elvis. But no, the G.P. Gladys Presley. Hi, welcome again to the show, Beth Ann.
Kirstie Alley.
No, he said not Kirstie. If we were going to play that game,
and it was yours.
Let's not play this game.
Neither one of you was basing yours on weight. You were both basing them on personality. I mean, he was calling you Bridget Jones because of the fact that you come in, hey, I'm no good, I'm this.
Right.
And you were basing the Jackie Gleason on the fact of his personality, not his weight.
How did you know I wasn't, like, practicing to play the part of Bridget Jones as I walked into your office?
Let's say that.
Sure.
Like on stage?
Sure, that's right. Because this is a freaking fairy tale.
That's
because you're going to go be in a Joan Lotta stage production of Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah. Ah, Lotta.
Yes.
Yes.
You are, you're a riddle. That's what you are, girl.
Right.
You're a big riddle. Big riddle.
Is that a teardrop?
The Riddler.
Yeah, we got to find out if the crying guy is here today as well.
Absolutely.
Matt the engineer.
You can't help but laugh at that.
I know.
It's terribly cruel, but so funny.
Find out if he's here.
We should right off the bat. I saw Tony. I didn't see Matt.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, who's this at the front desk? This is Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
Colette.
Oh, baby. You sounded different. You sounded...